Coming up in 15 minutes, does Dak Prescott really want to be paid more than anybody else in football? Does he want $40 million a year? We'll get into that. And then at 8:15, George tells us about the incredible sighting on his trip back from California. But right now it's 7:38 on this Tuesday morning, August 13th. It's time to get everybody ready for the worst moment of the year. Now, many years ago, I went into my laboratory to determine the best and worst moments of each year. And this is how I arrived at the worst moment of the year, which is 2 p.m. today. It's the second Tuesday in August at 2 p.m. The month was easy. August is the worst month of the year. The weather around here is god-awful. We're going to be at 103 again today. It's the worst sports month of the year by far. We don't even have the PGA Championship in August anymore. So now all you have preseason football and dog days baseball and WNBA. It is the worst sports month of the year. So worst weather, worst sports month. Vacation for just about everybody is over because you're going back to school. That also makes August the worst month for kids. You got to go back to school. There are no holidays in the month of August. It is the worst. So then what is the worst day in August? Well, I determined that since Tuesday is the worst day of the week, because Monday you're at least well-rested from the weekend. Everybody talks about manic Mondays, but Monday you're at least well-rested from the weekend. You have some weekend stories to share with your buddies and whatnot. Wednesday is hump day. You get over the hump. You're towards the end of the week. Thursday and Friday are good days, but Tuesday is stuck right there. And it is clearly the worst day of the week because you still have most of the week to go and now you're no longer well rested and you've told all your weekend stories. So it's Tuesday, and I chose the second Tuesday in August because the first Tuesday in August, you're just out of July. You might even still be on vacation, or we might even still be at Cowboys training camp, or you may still have some days to go before you're back to school. So the first Tuesday in August is okay. You can deal with it because you're not in the middle of August. Third and fourth Tuesdays in August, you're getting closer to September, so you can see the end of the tunnel. But that second Tuesday is just like Tuesday. It's stuck right there at a really bad moment in the month. And then 2 p.m. is the worst time because you've got that post-lunch hangover. You're tired because you got a full belly, but you still have 3 hours to work. You're still in school if you're a student. You're approaching the hottest part of the day. It's the middle of the afternoon. There's nothing good on TV. It's the worst time of day. So, worst moment of the year would then logically follow. 2 p.m., second Tuesday in August. So for as long as this program has been on the air, I've tried to alert people to the approach and arrival of the worst moment of the year. It should pass without incident. However, just as crime rates rise in the summer when people are more miserable and thus driven to do crazier things, the worst moment of the year seems primed for really bad things to happen. Worst case scenario, Armageddon.
That would be bad.
If something catastrophic is going to happen, there's a better chance of it happening at the worst moment of the year when everybody's in a bad mood than any other point on the calendar. So, armed with that information and against that backdrop, I present to you my newly updated for 2019 Junior Miller Survival Guide for the worst moment of the year.
And now it's time for Junior...
Not going to time out right.
I have five key tips to get through 2 p.m. this afternoon. Tip number one... Gather with close family or friends. Because of work and school, you may not be able to completely surround yourself with your spouse, your partner, your children, your best friends. So here's how you hack this. If you're at work and not surrounded by a loved one, tell the random person in the next cubicle that you love them and then linger around them.
They're going to call HR.
Now, at 2:01, you may face some hashtag Me Too issues, but you will have survived the worst moment.
Okay.
And if that's too much, then just tell someone that you barely know at work that you think the two of you might be best friends, much less Me Too worry, and who knows, you might just make a BFF.
Oh, that would be nice.
Number two, Seek shelter in a safe place, such as under your desk or in a closet, or come out of the closet and make your way to an interior room. Perhaps you work in a bank. You can lock yourself in a giant safe. Maybe you work in a government building that has a nuclear shelter that you can commandeer. Or perhaps you work at the Ticket, where our studio has no windows to the outside, which stunts your creativity as well as your connectivity to the outside world. But we put up with it because we have no say in the matter, and we like our jobs, and we don't want to get fired.
On to a different topic now.
Anyway, go to a safe place. Number three.
Ooh!
If you can't make it to a safe interior spot, and please listen, this may be the most important point. Don't look out the window. Even if someone named Gary tries to persuade you to look out the window, telling you it's so beautiful and you must look.
I need to get over that scene.
Don't.
So beautiful.
I recently saw a documentary called Bird Box, and that proved that if you look out the window at the so-called beautiful creatures, you will die. So whatever you do, don't look out the window at 2 p.m.
Documentary.
Please tweet out that picture of Gary holding that old woman's eyes open.
No.
Tip number four.
Tip number four.
Jar your urine.
Of course.
This is the one that never makes sense.
Always this makes
tip
a list.
Used to be laughed at by those not in the know, but with seemingly a story every day in the news about somebody drinking their own urine in a survival situation, all of us who've been jarring their urine for a doomsday scenario are getting the last laugh. We do this in case the water supply is contaminated at 2 p.m. today. The proper way to do it is as follows. You treat your stream like a snake. You cut off the head and the tail, and you consume the middle.
Mm. What?
Keep the jars in the fridge or a cooler. Consume when necessary for survival. Repeat as often as necessary to keep living. And this is the beauty of urine. It's a never-ending doomsday supply of life.
So how many times can you recycle it and keep going around and around?
As many times as your bladder will allow. Isn't that beautiful?
It doesn't work, Junior.
Isn't that beautiful?
It doesn't work.
Still gross.
And tip number five.
Tip number five.
And this is an old tip that is tried and true. And this is probably the most comforting thing that you could ever do.
Here it comes.
Yep.
Even more so than being surrounded by loved ones.
He said it once in a letter.
And you get all four food groups in one bite.
Mm.
That's right. When you're feeling a little down, or when the worst moment of the year is approaching, why not simply grab a piece of pizza?
Okay, dude, Norm messed up. Okay, he messed up in an open letter to Bill Parcells and told him to have a piece of pizza, and you won't let it go.
It's chewy and tasty and satisfying, and it will take your mind off of the hell of the moment. A couple of bonus footnote tips. These are not in the top five, but these will help too. Listen to the Ticket. Rub one out.
Oh.
Get drunk. By the way, I'll be on with Bad Radio today at 1:55 to help everybody get through the worst moment of the year. And if we are all courageous and we work together and we face this with bravery, we will get through 2 p.m. today, and then we can look forward to the best moment of the year, which will be Saturday, December 7th at 7 p.m. God bless you, and God bless America.
Oh, God. Pearl Harbor Day? It's disturbing.
It happens to fall on Pearl Harbor Day this year, yes. But
no.
It's first Saturday in December is the point.
Okay.
All right, it's 7:47 on the Ticket. Is this what Dak really wants to be paid next?